This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Diana Martin's going to join us from the Rodale Institute. I wish I could be there this weekend, but Columbus calls, and I've got a lot to do there as well. But y'all, if you're in the Pennsylvania area, we're going to find out why you want to be hanging out with our friends from the Rodale Institute, learning how to farm organically, especially if you're a veteran. But if you're a millennial, you can make amends for some of the things you're doing out there by taking up organic farming. Ruh-roh, I've stepped in it now, Super Don.
Yeah, there are a lot of things you could step in on a farm.
That's true. It would be probably some kind of organic manure, and that'd be all right. The sweet smell of manure, Super Don.
Yeah.
I think, well, again, we had Ty Bollinger talking about eating durian, so I'll talk about sweet smells. So
that's
I don't know.
Right.
Well, boy, this is a stinky start to second hour, isn't it?
Well, that was an awesome first hour that we had there. And I tell you, I mean, with everything that's been going on in the news lately, it was nice to have Jonathan on to kind of give us some perspective on some things.
Absolutely.
But here in hour two, let's start off with something super positive. How about more drug addiction?
Yes, but well, listen,
the
leftists out there are driving this addiction with anxiety. They're just causing all this anxiety amongst their clan.
Well,
so
yeah, and you know what? It's not, listen, I'll be fair.
Yeah.
It's not just the left. I mean, you see a lot of it on the right because the right has anxiety about the left, right?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Like I said, anxiousness seems to be the modern state of our psyche. You know, if it's a national psychosis or international, I'm not sure. But the reality is, unfortunately, in a Western reductionist, allopathic, psychiatric, drug everything that has an emotion mindset, we're putting so many people on drugs for which they have no deficiency. And I think that's not unique to me and what I've said over the years, but there is no such thing as a drug deficiency disease. And there used to be a time when psychiatrists would actually listen to you, and there was a cathartic experience when you talked about your anxiety. And, you know, maybe it from a mountain, it became a molehill, right? And you were like, oh, I can handle that. But now it's like, you got anxiety? Hey, here's some diazepam. Come on, drink it down, eat it up, man. Anti-anxiety pills, Valium, Ativan, Klonopin. They've been out for years. Millions of people are on them. But is it become like the national nutritional vitamin supplement of choice by medical doctors?
Well, you know, opioids need some competition, right? And, you know, it's interesting because we've got people, researchers and people. There's a quote here from a researcher and addiction specialist out of Stanford University that says that what we're seeing with these anxiety meds is just like what happened with the opioids back in the 1990s. Mm. So, you know, in a way, perhaps maybe the opioid epidemic that we talk about so much and is, you know, on the top of everybody's mind right now was a good thing, because maybe it might be sending up the red flag and the warning light about the anxiety meds, and maybe we can head this off at the pass.
Yeah. Well, benzos for everyone in the meantime. Party on. No, I'm obviously facetious in saying that, but there's a lot of people on this stuff. And, you know, by the way, folks, amazing documentary film is out, and we interviewed Michael Abidi last week about this, Faith, Hope, and Cancer. It's not just cancer. It can be applied to anything. And I've just reviewed it, and it is profound. It is uplifting. I expected it all to be just about, you know, spiritual stuff, which I dig, you know. But as I'm watching this film, and it's available now, and Super Don linked it up in the show notes so you could sign up if you haven't already to watch it for free. It's practical, too. I mean, it was like, no, we're not abandoning practicality. In fact, it's really embedded into that. I was so impressed. I mean, this guy is a top flight documentarian, having been with the BBC for years. And, you know, I'm not jaded about it because there's a lot of them out there. But, you know, not all of them are awesome. This is awesome. And this relates to this topic. Because the idea that, you know, anxiety is the state, the national state right now, is indicative of the loss of our way, the loss of our vision, the loss of our connection, perceived or in reality, because perception becomes reality, that we feel like I'm disconnected to whatever the source of sources is. I feel like I'm abandoned. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, there's a lot of people around us that are eliciting more anxiety by telling you to be afraid, be very afraid of Donald Trump and the conservatives. Or, you know, even on the other side, to be fair, as you do, Super Don, if there are people that are, you know, were, let's say, overreacting to Obama. Be very afraid of Obama. You know, we didn't agree with his policies, but hey, we're still here, right, after 8 years of Obama.
Well, and actually, where I was going with that is the craziness of the left right now. Mm-hmm. It you know, it's not too far-fetched to be concerned about violence and things happening as a result of what the left is experiencing right now. You know, the domestic terrorism, you know, something that got thrown around a lot, you know, years ago, and it was always pointed at, you know, like the radical right wing
conservatives,
Christian,
constitutionalists, libertarians.
And now we see the complete different, where you got people running around in the city in masks and breaking windows and lighting stuff on fire. And this is the left that's doing this.
Sure. And they're actually visiting physical violence on fellow Americans that they disagree with. If you were a Make
Just
America
because
they're
wearing a hat.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it could be a black person doing it. Could be an old person where, and I don't mean eliciting the violence in this point, but the victims of this violence. And again, this is part of the hashtag walk away scenario. The more the leftists scream and rant and rave and become violent and filled with hate, the more people will wake up and go, you know what? I may have disagreed with certain people politically on ideology, but I didn't want to visit violent. I don't want to have people violently attacking them. They're still Americans, right? Can't we find a way to, you know, live in this country? There's always been people of different political beliefs. That's always going to be the case. But does it have to resort to violence? So this anxiety thing, it's ratcheting up the anxiety. I think, again, this plays into the Hegelian dialectic. Some of it's the artificial divide that is created by those that, you know, basically prosper and profit and benefit from that division, from your anxiety, from your drug-induced state, because then you can be controlled and manipulated. You're less of a threat to their order, right? Their artificial order, whether you call it a new world order, but authoritarian regimes, they depend upon inducing fear. And so our friends on the left, who are actually now the fascists, because they've embraced, for instance, in California, forced medical interventions like vaccination. That's a fascist approach to say government now has to force the people to accept what we believe is right for them. And on the political left that have abandoned, speaking of faith, abandoned the faith of their, maybe their childhood. And again, I support your belief in, or your choice of believing things. But when that belief involves using the power of government to force people to live the way you want them to live because you're afraid, that has crossed the line. Of course, benzos are now the answer, as opposed to, hey, you know what? Cognitive abilities, critical thinking, discussion, cathartic release, if you will. I mean, it's nothing wrong with being angry, but resorting to the violence in that case. But to be able to release these things, and they don't want you to release it. It's like the pressure cooker. It builds up till the inevitable result is a violent confrontation that wasn't necessary, isn't necessary, if we embrace a level of, dare I say, spiritual maturity and say, you know what? There are going to be people that believe differently than you and me. There are people that are leftists that I call friends. If they call for violence, then, you know, that again crosses the line. But their claims is that the so-called conservatives are doing it. Right now, we've seen the opposite is true. So I understand the anxiety. I kind of get where people are reaching. But, man, there's so much more we could be doing, and including, and especially CBD, cannabidiol. Because if you look at the numbers, and Superdyne, you put this out there, there's a breakdown. It's not unknown. The millions and millions and millions of Americans, they estimate now, was it over 80 million Americans are on some of these medications? Over 80 million Americans, and they break it down by age group. 0 to 1 year old, that any 0 to 1 year old is on this is all is just an embarrassment. But 125,000 plus are on.
Yeah, what the hell is a 1 year old doing on a psychiatric drug?
Or 2 to 3 year olds? There's over 200,000 of them.
What?
4 to 5 year olds? There's over 300,000. 6 to 12 year old kids. Over
is that
3
right?
Million.
I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm going, no, that can't be right. But you know what? It looks like that's accurate.
So when I said this, we're the United States of Drug America. We still are. Granted, there are a lot of people waking up. They're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, not just here in the United States, but around the world, trying to make a better way for themselves. But to coin a word that Trump likes to use, it's a disaster. It's nothing less than that. And so I brought up CBD, cannabidiol from hemp. California, the left, the loony leftists in that state have said mandatory vaccinations for everybody. And they also now have said no CBD from hemp. Why? Why would they do that? Even though they can get all kinds of so-called medical marijuana, even recreationally, that contains THC and CBD. There's bizarreness going on around here. But believe me, it is not going to help to take a benzo. Yeah, it might remove you from reality. But all of these psychiatric drugs have a high cost, and I don't mean the cost of each pill. I'm talking about the cost of your soul, the cost of your inability to function, inability to live reality, that which you were given, this gift of life, and it removes you from it. Yeah, you might still be breathing, but do you have a deeper connection by relying on chemistry? Synthetic chemistry approved by the Fear Death Administration? Dude, this is a major story, and I think about our guest this hour, Diana Martin from Rodale Institute. I've said it: get out into the garden. That's way better than a benzo, in my opinion. You get to choose, but man, get out in the garden, dig into the soil, help the plants to grow. Anxiety will be reduced. PTSD will be reduced. These are things that are known as well. Not popular because it's not, drug everything that moves. All right, Super Don. Well, great choice of a start to this hour. I appreciate that. And I'm glad we're about to dive into the soil. I can't wait to do that. Every opportunity I get. And then when we come back after the interview with the Rodale Institute, let's talk about certain food choices and how they might relate to psychiatric disorders. Wouldn't that be cool to wrap up with that?
Tie it all up in a neat little bow.
Let's do it. Okay, go to robertscottbell.com. Spread the word. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is here now, 6 days a week, 2 hours a day.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, y'all know how much I love my organic garden out back, and wherever I go, I'm going to start a new one. But I didn't realize until a few months ago when I met Annie Brown from the Rodale Institute, that was at the NoCo Hemp Expo, that there's an institute designed, dedicated, and committed to helping organic farmers and establishing the next generation of organic farming, research, all the kind of things that I can't get enough of. I wish I was there this weekend. I've got to be in Columbus, Ohio for an event, but they're doing some great stuff at the Rodale Institute. And we're going to find out more about them and what's up with Diana Martin from Rodale Institute. Welcome, Diana.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
You sound happy. You must, do you get out in the garden at all? I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff to do inside too with the Rodale Institute, but you just sound happy.
It helps when your office is a beautiful 333-acre certified organic farm. So this is kind of the best time of the year at the farm, so it's hard not to be happy.
I am feeling your smile. It's palpable. It's just like, oh, my God. Y'all don't know what it's like. The therapy that you need is a garden, an organic garden to go out there. And in fact, they have a big event coming up. So, Diana, can you, for our new listeners, let everybody know what the Rodale Institute is about, how it got started, and then, you know, eventually tie in how you're there, what you're doing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rodale Institute, for the folks who don't know, we are a nonprofit organization, and we're located in Kutztown, Pennsylvania. And our mission is to do research and education all around organic agriculture. This is actually our 70th year. So we were founded back in 1947 by J.I. Rodale, who's considered the pioneer of what we know today as organic agriculture. He was actually the first person in North America to use the word organic, and he really helped popularize the organic movement through a publication he started called Organic Gardening Magazine. So we've been around for a long time. And today we really focus on research and education. So the research we do is helping organic farmers deal with things like pests, disease, weeds. They can't just spray chemicals. So we're working on strategies to help farmers be successful while focusing on things like agriculture's effects on climate change and ultimately human health, how we can produce food in a way that's healthiest for us and the planet.
Well, I'm aligned 110% with that, everything that you said and done. Now, the Rodale Institute, having started in 1947, folks, you got to understand, most people didn't even know about the pesticide issue at that point, much less maybe 20 years later. You know, we talk about Rachel Carson's Silent Spring. We learned about DDT. And, of course, a lot of the movement into the so-called hippies of the 60s era, talking about the dangers to the environment. And for Rodale to recognize this in 1947, amazingly connected. What a visionary. And I'm just so grateful that that still exists today and that hopefully it's on a, no pun intended, but on a growing trend.
Yeah, I mean, organic agriculture is the fastest growing area in food. So it's definitely come a long way in the last 70 years. We went from just a handful of people who really were inspired by, you know, this vision for food to now organic is a $47 billion industry in the United States. We have over 18,000 certified organic farms in this country today.
Wow, 18,000. This is great news, and it's still not enough. I want every household to have an organic garden, even if it's just a windowsill, and just start growing something. Now, we're talking with Diana Martin from the Rodale Institute. Now, Diana, did you grow up with an organic farm? Because I certainly didn't. I grew up on a standard American diet. I thought food came from the grocer's freezer and the fast food drive-thru.
I did not grow up on a farm. I'm lucky enough to live in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which has some of the best farmland in the country. It's known for, you know, a lot of Amish live here. So farming is a really big part of my community. But I think exactly what you said is we're seeing this renaissance, especially in inspired by millennials and this new emerging consumer group who cares a lot more. Suddenly they're stopping and they're asking questions about where their food came from, how it's produced, and we're really seeing millennial consumers are kind of driving the whole organic industry. They're big supporters of buying organic and are willing to spend more money on products that align with their values. So we're seeing this whole shift in the food system really driven by consumers like you who are just starting to ask questions for the first time.
Well, listen, say what you will about millennials, but if they're all about organic, I'll give them a pass on the fact that they don't spell very well.
Okay.
All right, stand by. More with Diana Martin from the Rodale Institute, having a great time. Really, I'm smiling great big with this information and what we're learning and how you guys can participate if you're in the Pennsylvania area this very weekend or beyond that if you want to become the next generation organic farmer after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all know I didn't grow up on an organic farm. I learned about organic agriculture when I was 24 for the first time when I met a homeopathic doctor that immigrated from Belgium to America. And he started his garden here in America, and it was so prolific as an organic garden that it was featured on PBS's Victory Garden many years ago now, of course. And so I just was opened up to a whole new world. I didn't know, Diana. This is not, I didn't grow up with this. Now, I've been at this I've been organic since I was, 24, basically. I made the switch and never looked back, and now I'm in my... Well, don't tell anybody. I'm over 50. I don't know how much over 50 after this point. I don't think it matters. But because of my diet on organic food, I feel better in my 50s than I did in my 20s, and not just subtly. I'm talking about let your medicine be your food, let your food be your medicine, and let it not contain toxic pesticides and other poisons that are not fit for human or animal consumption. In fact, they're designed to kill things in life, and I don't want that. I want to support life. So, is this a controversial thing still, or is it so now embraced by that next generation that you've got farmers to be lining up to take part in the scholarship program we're going to talk about next?
I think exactly what you're saying is, I mean, our motto has been since 1947, healthy soil equals healthy food equals healthy people. So we've been trying to make this connection for people that the way that we produce our food, the way it's grown, directly impacts our health. And, you know, that's something you've seen firsthand, and that's something that our research is proving. So I think that's the exciting part of kind of thinking about some of our new research. As what you're saying about the farmers, we actually, that's one of our biggest challenges in agriculture in this country. So right now we have 6 times as many farmers over the age of 65 as we do under the age of 35. So we have a really aging farmer population, which is a huge challenge for us in the U.S., but it's also a huge opportunity. We know that we actually have 93 million acres of farmland, so they're going to change hands in the next 5 years as some of these farmers are retiring. So we're really focused on who's going to step up and farm that land. What's the next generation of farming going to look like?
Mm-hmm. Organic farming, the next generation, coming at you from Paramount and Star Trek. No, the thing is, we've really got, you talk about aging out. I mean, the farmers that are going organic or have gone organic in their lifetime, typically, I mean, they've seen stuff. They're strong. We've talked about the concern on this show about those that are growing in pesticide heavy type agricultural factory farming practices. The rates of cancer, chronic disease, neurological disease, it's outrageous, right? I don't know that we see that kind of thing. And I've met some elderly organic farmers, and they could run circles around most people in their 20s. They could be in their 70s, 80s, or more.
Yeah, exactly what you're saying. You know, Hodgkin's lymphoma, they call it the farmer's cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these farmers who are exposed to these chemical pesticides, if you don't want to eat organic for your health, eat it for their health, because it is really, you know, detrimental to our farm communities. But like I said, we're seeing there's a reason to be optimistic. You know, a lot of these older farmers, the average age of the farmer in the U.S. is over 60. There is a transition period to become organic. It takes at least 3 years to become certified organic. So for a lot of these older farmers, they're maybe past the point where they want to make a big change on their farm. But what we're seeing as these farms are starting to change hands, these young farmers are very enthusiastic about organic and sustainable practices. In farmers in this country who are under the age of 40, where only 1% of farmland in the country is organic, 17% of farmers who are under the age of 40 are certified organic. So what we're seeing is, like, with these new farmers who are just getting into it and can start off organic, they're very interested and very passionate about farming that way.
Mm-hmm. So it isn't that, again, I'm just trying to get a sense of this, right? We desperately need the next generation to come on board with organic farming. You're offering, and by the way, folks, you can go to the website, robertscottbell.com. We have links up to rodaleinstitute.org, including this scholarship fund supporting the next generation of organic farmers. Maybe you've been thinking about this. Maybe it's a dream of yours. Maybe it just occurred to you, man, I could do that, but how? This is the place to go. This is the place to be. They've got events probably throughout the year, but now is the prime time to be there this weekend. There's going to be tours. I just want to broadcast from there one day. Maybe we can make it happen. But the availability of scholarship money, is it 1,000 people competing for one scholarship, or are there scholarships going unused because people don't realize there's such a need and that this is available to them?
That's a great point. Like you mentioned, we do have a really great event here tomorrow. Tomorrow's our annual Organic Field Day. So anyone who's in the Kutztown area, come out to the farm. It's 8:30 to 30 tomorrow, and we're going to have stations set up all around the farm where you can learn about things like industrial hemp and beekeeping, raising pastured livestock, all kinds of different topics, so definitely come check that out. But, yeah, I would love to talk a little bit about some of the training programs that we have at Rodale Institute. We have some really exciting ones, and it would be great for more people to know about them. One of them that I wanted to mention is we have a veteran farmer training program. So we've really made it a priority to help train returning veterans for new careers in organic agriculture. So we found that veterans are really well suited to these careers. A lot of our veterans come from rural populations. When they come back, they go back to these communities and they're underemployed or unemployed. And a lot of the veterans, especially younger vets are suffering from PTSD. They like the therapeutic element of being out on the farm. They're used to working with big machinery. They don't want to come back and sit in a cubicle. So we started this veteran farmer training program a few years ago, and we take military veterans from anywhere around the country. We pay you to be in our training program. We provide housing. We provide a living wage for you to come through our program and be trained to see if organic agriculture is maybe the next step for you in your career. So that's an example of one of our programs that we would love to get more awareness around and more people involved with.
I thought I couldn't get happier and with a bigger smile. You're making my heart even happier talking about our veterans that are coming home. And, you know, not what do they do? I mean, the medicines that are being given at the VA, for instance, just as toxic as some of the things they were exposed to in the battlefield. So if they can come back and find therapeutic, let's say, when we're out in the garden, I'm telling you, it is amazing what happens. And these vets can benefit tremendously, including those suffering with PTSD. So, folks, if you know a veteran that's not sure what they want to do in their next phase in life, this is an amazing thing. Not only is it not going to cost them, they're going to be covered to go to that. This is amazing.
It is really amazing. You know, everyone that I've met that's come through our veteran farmer training, you know, a lot of them went into the service because they really want to help people in their communities. And when they come back, they're still looking for a way to do that. And, you know, organic agriculture, I can't really think of a better way to help your community than providing nutrient-dense, healthy food.
Right.
So it's pretty great. I'd love to tell you about a couple of the other training programs that we have in case we have anyone on the line today who's maybe thinking about a career in organic and they're not sure about their next steps.
Please let everybody. I'm anxious to know. I mean, if I stop radio, I'm going to go up there and do this.
That's great. Well, we have a few other programs. One of them is called our Organic Farming Certificate Program. So this is a program for people who actually want to go back to school. It's a year-long, 36 credit. So it's an accredited program where you're getting college credits in organic agriculture. And we do that in partnership with Delaware Valley University. So you either could just graduate in the 1 year with a certificate in organic, or you can even roll that into a full year, a four-year sustainable ag degree. So that's a little bit of a different program. And again, you can actually use your GI benefits in that program. So over half of our students are veterans who also participate in that program.
Are there scholarships available for anybody in that? You talked about the next generation, like young people that are going into college. We want to encourage them to go organic, that there might be money available for them.
Yeah, we also we help with financial aid for students who need it in that program. People can use their GI benefits, and we really try to find a way to make it work for any student who wants to be involved.
Great. All right, so we got organic.
In addition to those.
Go ahead.
Yep, in addition to those, we have some other just, you know, different training programs at the farm. One of them we call Agriculture Supported Communities, and this is for folks who are maybe interested in starting their own organic vegetable CSA. So anyone interested in this program, we actually invite them to come out and live at Rodale Institute for up to 8 months for a whole growing season from seed to harvest. And they grow all the produce that we end up selling in our farm share. And our farm share is really kind of special because the way we set it up is to help low-income families that live in food deserts who can't always afford really high-quality organic produce. The way we set up ours is that all the folks in the training program grow the food, and then we bring it to food deserts and sell it to families who use SNAP benefits and federal food assistance dollars at half the normal price.
Beautiful. That is so nice. So, okay, so that you can live out there up to 8 months through the growing season and really learn it, take it back home, and start your own CSA. Any other programs we should know about in the last minute we got?
Yeah, sure. I'll just mention one more. And, you know, in addition, we have a lot of research, gardening, livestock internships people can be part of. But one last program is we actually started an organic farm at St. Luke's Hospital, which is in eastern Pennsylvania, pretty near the Institute. And on that farm, we grow organic produce for hospital patients and hospital staff. And that's another program you can come and work on that farm and be part of that model, which is, I think, really exciting because we're trying to get more healthcare practitioners to think about food when we talk about medicine and health.
You know, this is an amen moment because I've been talking about the food in hospitals for years. It's like, you know what? If you have to go to a hospital, have people bring you organic food to eat because you don't want to eat what they're delivering unless you happen to be at St. Luke's Hospital in Easton, Pennsylvania. All right. I have got all the links in the show notes to Anna Martin. You are just a blessing for joining us today and making me smile and happy. I'm getting hungry. I'm going to have some organic food after the show.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for having us on. And, yeah, check out Rodale Institute if you're interested in ways to get involved and support organic farmers.
Beautiful. All right, we'll be right back to wrap up the show after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, upcoming events. We're in Columbus, Ohio this weekend. Looking forward to seeing all my friends at Whitaker's Farm Market in Belleville. And, of course, the Maho group. They're going to be the health food store people. They're just awesome. I love the heart of the heartland, Midwest. And we're going to be together. I'll talk immune system, silver, gut, all that stuff. As well as we'll be broadcasting live on Sunday with our friends from CV Sciences. We'll get Maggie on. And we'll be with our friends at from Sovereign Silver. This is going to be an amazing, amazing weekend, wherever you are. And if you're not with me in Columbus, go to the Rodale Institute there in Pennsylvania. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So, Schubert, how do we wrap this up in a nice little bow or knot or something that, you know, completes us today?
You remember Macho Man Randy Savage?
Of course, the Macho Man.
The wrestler, right? Yes, right? Right, right. I mean, the guy was just, you know, just 1,000% charisma.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to do a commercial. And I don't know if you remember this. You may even know what I'm talking about just because I mentioned it.
Yeah.
He used to do this commercial for a product called Slim Jim. Remember? Snap into a Slim Jim.
Yes,
ooh,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. It was great.
Right. Well, apparently new research has come out that's showing that if you snap into a Slim Jim, you may be snapping into a straitjacket.
What?
Because, yes. Here's the headline. Does eating beef jerky cause psychiatric symptoms? Now, that's kind of may seem like a strange bit of health news, but Turns out in this study they found this weird association, and the jury is still out on this.
Okay.
Because it was just showing an association, right? You know, correlation, causation, yada, yada.
Sure.
But what they found is, over time, and looking at studies and people's reports of how they felt and if they dealt with things like depression and schizophrenia, they found this weird association between people eating cured meats, like beef jerky, and having manic episodes and psychiatric symptoms, which is really kind of strange. I don't know about you. I like beef jerky. Beef jerky's good.
I just remember, what was it in Trading Places, I think it was? I think that was the movie. And on the train scene, remember Eddie Murphy's character? He was like playing like an African thing at that moment. Beef jerky? I'll never forget that. Now,
no, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, the funny scene. But what I want to say about this is that people have been curing meats for ages. So what, no pun intended on that too, age meat, cured meat. But what is the difference now? Because I think we would have discovered, you know, psychotic episodes from beef jerky, generations ago.
When they cured meats before, I think they usually just did it with salt, didn't
correct.
They?
Correct, yes. Dry aging but then, salt, yes.
But then, as you know, we always like to point out the, man, invents new things, neater things. They came out with the nitrate preservatives, and that's what they cure the meats with now. And so there has been some evidence, and we've talked about this in the past on this show, about nitrates and how they can cause issues with hyperactivity.
That is correct. These are called excitotoxins. Anytime you hyperstimulate the brain, you can have manic episodes. You go high, you go low. And, so the aspect of curing meats isn't the problem. It's the chemicals that they've added in the 20th, now 21st century. And so this is a great, almost it's a Robert is right scenario. But again, as we say, I'm not the only guy here. It's just, you listen to this show, you hear it, and we talk about it, and finally you go, he wasn't just blowing beef jerky smoke all those years. In fact, he was accurate. So now we have the science to support the dangers of relying on these toxic chemicals. And in that Faith, Hope, and Cancer documentary film, part of my discussion is on that chemical interaction in the body and how it impacts cellular integrity. I didn't go into psychosis particularly because it was more about cancer, but it plays itself out in any number of ways. So folks, if you're going to do cured meats, they are available now in ways that they just go use the sea salts of the world, the Celtic salt, more true holistic, if you will, in thought forms and how to do it, going back to the way it used to be done. That's not problematic if you're a body that can do well on animal proteins. As I said, some people do, some people don't. It's not a universal principle that you can or can't or should or shouldn't. You got to figure that out. And tomorrow we're going to talk more about that with who do we have? We have Dr. Linda Isaacs back, and she was working with Dr. Nick Gonzalez for years. They talked about individualization of diet. So there's a lot of great stuff coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution, work us away into the weekend in Columbus, Ohio. Super Don, man, again, great choices on stories. Thank you to Jonathan Emord. Thank you to Diana Martin and the Rodale Institute. Y'all go to robertscottbell.com and find all of the wonderful things that we're doing here and the upcoming events that we didn't mention. They're there in the notes. So now we're going to sign off for this evening. Those of you listening live, you can catch it later. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and of course on YouTube. Even when we're not live, the static image is there. The power to heal is there too. And it's yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.